The birds are asleep, the cock is crowing, the neighbors are dreaming, and no music is playing. We don't mind because it's story time. It was a very hot, sunny day. It was Sunday. Mom and Musa were asleep under a tree. Auntie Naliaka had the day off. "Some ice cream will be great right now," said Kadzo. Bwana just whimpered.
"Bwana, I know you want ice cream too, but not all flavors are for you."
The puppy just rolled over a few times.
"I have an idea," said Kadzo, tugging at Bwana's collar as she ran into the house.
She closed the bedroom door and picked up Aunt Akinyi's dictionary. She eagerly smiled at Bwana and started reading.
"Ice cream, noun, a sweet, creamy." Bright lights and swirling words surrounded her as they lifted off the page of the dictionary.
Kadzo was floating. Bwana was floating too. Floating and floating, flying and flying, Kadzo and Bwana touched down on Planet Ice Cream.
"Hello, Kadzo. Hello, Bwana. Welcome to Planet Ice Cream. I'm Katya."
Kadzo was still spinning and Bwana looked really dizzy.
"Brrr, it's chilly here," Kadzo muttered. "Let's go to Ice Cream Central and get you to something warm to wear,"
Katya said as she started leading the way. Planet Ice Cream had pink skies and blue clouds. It snowed. Kadzo let her tongue out to taste the snow. It tasted like vanilla.
"Is it raining ice cream?"
Kadzo asked, pleasantly surprised.
"Yes. On Monday to Saturday, it rains random ice cream flavors, but Sunday, it's always vanilla snow."
Kadzo could not stop sticking out her tongue.
Vanilla snow was much relief from the heat back home.
Katya turned to Kadzo and said,
"Ice cream is all we eat."
"Roof! Don't you ever fall sick?"
"How? How can I get sick eating ice cream? And I live on Planet Ice Cream."
"This is so cool," Kadzo shouted. Ice Cream Central was a tall building that looked warm inside.
"Look, Link, I have some guests,"
Katya said, walking to a tall man who was dressed like an Eskimo. He smiled and said,
"Kadzo, Bwana, welcome."
"Asante,"
Kadzo replied.
"We have a problem. We are soon going to run out of ice cream,"
Nukilik said.
"Woof! Run out of ice cream? On Planet Ice Cream?"
"Yes," said Katya. "The ice monster keeps refusing to let go of the milk in our dam. With no milk, we can't make more ice cream."
"What about the snow outside?" Kadzo asked.
"It won't be enough for everyone on this planet,"
Nukilik answered. The four of them left Ice Cream Central for the milk dam. At the gate of the dam stood a large icy monster. He growled, threw stones, and stomped his massive feet on the ground, shaking it.
"This milk is mine! No ice cream for anyone if I don't get any," he said.
Kadzo heard what was said and asked,
"Have you ever shared your ice cream with the ice monster?" she asked.
"No, we have never. Why would we want to share anything with that monster?"
"Katya, it's called being nice to those around you."
"Oh,"
Katya exclaimed, "I didn't know."
"When you're nice to others, they'll be nice to you. Maybe all Ice Monster really wants is some ice cream." After she said that, Kadzo started walking to the Ice Monster. Bwana ran after her.
"Roof! It's too dangerous, Kadzo! Let's go back!"
But Kadzo wouldn't listen. Instead, she swallowed hard and kept on walking. Ice Monster saw her coming and grit his teeth. He put on a mean face and growled,
"Leave!"
he commanded Kadzo. Kadzo stood her ground.
"I will crush you," he said.
"I'll share my ice cream with you," she answered, smiling.
"Huh?"
Ice Monster was shocked.
"You will?"
he asked, straightening his face.
"Yes, sure,"
Ice Monster smiled. "Now, will you let Nukilik and Katya get some milk for more ice cream?"
"Of course. All I wanted was for them to share with me, but they were mean."
"Ice Monster, we're sorry," Katya said as she gave Ice Monster a hug.
He was so big that all Katya could hug was his arm. Ice Monster stepped aside and Katya and Nukilik opened the dam to let the milk flow. Back at Ice Cream Central, they all had an ice cream party to celebrate the good turn of events. Ice Monster could not fit in the building, so he had his ice cream from the window. Kadzo and Bona had so much ice cream, their tummies felt like busting. Swelling words appeared and Kadzo and Bona told everyone, farewell. They ran and dived in. Kadzo was floating. Bona was floating too. Floating and floating, flying and flying, Kadzo and Bona landed hard on the floor. The two of them laughed. Bona, I was really scared back there. Bona just licked her face and rolled over. They went back outside to enjoy the warm sun. Planet Ice Cream was very chilly. If you enjoyed listening to this story, you can always go to our website. That's www.kadzosplanet.com. Let me spell that out for you. www.kadzosplanets.com and check out pictures of Kadzo and Bona on their adventure on Planet Ice Cream. Thank you so much for listening. The birds are asleep, the cock is crowing, the neighbors are dreaming, and no music is playing. We don't mind because it's still music.